My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to the phone lines right now, 913-586-7965, to be joined by 6'10 alum Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. Rob, how you been, man?
I'm good. I'm still getting used to this 96.5 The Fan business, though.
I mean, imagine it. I've been working here this entire time. Just 2 weeks ago, it was 6'10 Sports, and now it's not anymore. It confuses me, and I work here.
Well, happy for you guys that you're now on the FM dial.
Absolutely, Rob, man. Happy to catch up with you, man. It's funny, you know, you were here, you were covering the Royals, and then you get the opportunity to go to Houston. You obviously have made the most of the situation, man. You probably never would have guessed, even when you took over in Houston, that you guys would basically be, I mean, they have been the best team in baseball over the last decade or so.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's no way I would have guessed that. Number one, you never predict that anyway. You never predict that a team's going to have a run like the Astros have had over the last decade. And also, the Astros were very bad when I got here. They lost 111 games my first year in Houston, and it was their third straight 100-loss season. That was in 2013. So there was no way to predict that what has happened since was going to happen.
When did you start to realize the shift in Houston? Was there that moment, was there a game where you started to think, hey, they might have something here?
You know, it was a gradual thing. I think it started with, and I mean, you guys have been through this in Kansas City where, you know, first George Springer comes up, you know, and then Carlos Correa comes up, and then Lance McCullers comes up. And so now you start to have a young core and, you know, you start to win some games and start to win games that you would never have won before and starting to see production from certain positions that you would have never seen before. So I think it wasn't like a light bulb moment, although, you know, I remember there was a game in Kansas City in Correa's rookie year. This was 2015. After he had been called up, we're in Kansas City. It's the ninth inning. Royals, I believe, had the bases loaded. Alex Rios was at the plate. There were two out, tie game, and Rios hits this ball deep in the shortstop's hole. Correa backhands it, jump throw to first base, gets Rios, ends the inning, sends it to extras. And I remember the next day, Art Stewart, of course, the legendary Royal scout, he comes up to me and he goes, "That's a young A-Rod you have there." And I'm like, "What?" He was like, "That play, that kid, that's A-Rod. That's a young A-Rod." And, you know, when you hear stuff like that from other people in the industry, especially people that have been around as long as Art Stewart was, then you're like, okay, we might have something here.
Ford, it's funny you say that story with Art Stewart, certainly a guy who has seen just about every great baseball player over the last 60 years or so. Rest in peace to him. I mean, it seems like the Royals might have that individual as well. I remember very clearly Vern, you know, when Witt first came up, he was talking about him having a Patrick Mahomes-like impact on the Royals. Now, obviously, he's not Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he might be the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. But in a very short period of time, Bobby Witt has gone from a very hopeful prospect to, I think, unquestionably, he is now one of the five best players in baseball.
There's no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to watching him for the next 4 days. He is as talented as anybody in the game. If Aaron Judge wasn't about to hit 60 home runs this year, then I think Bobby Witt Jr. is a shoe-in for American League MVP, and he'll get some first place votes probably. But, yeah, he is – I mean, when you think about what he does defensively, what he does with hitting for power, he can hit for average, he can steal bases. I mean, there really isn't anything on the baseball field that he can't do. And, I mean, that's what you're hoping for when you pick a guy second overall like the Royals did with Witt, is that he winds up becoming a superstar. And that rarely happens, but, I mean, I think Bobby Witt Jr., we're just seeing the start. He's just scratching the surface.
Right now, we're talking to Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. The Royals have a very important four-game series against these two teams that are trying to win their division. Ford, Houston got off to a really disappointing start by their standards. I mean, they started the year 7-19. They turned it around like 3 weeks later. What caused Houston to get into that rut early on in the season that now has them fighting to win the division? How are they able to turn things around to get to where they are right now?
Well, I think when you're not winning games, a lot of times, especially when you have talent, a lot of times it's because everything's not in sync. So early in the year when the Astros would pitch well, they wouldn't hit. Or they would hit well and they wouldn't pitch well. And so that was part of the problem. The other part of the problem was, a bunch of injuries, but a lot of teams have had that, particularly with the pitching. But the Astros, they were really excited about the back three that they have in their bullpen with Brian Abreu, Ryan Pressly, and Josh Hader, who they signed this offseason, and all three of them struggled to start the year. I mean, what are the chances that the three best relievers on your team are all going to struggle at the exact same time? But that's what happened. So, you know, they had trouble closing out games. For a long time, Hader, he was pitching in non-save situations just because those were the only games the Astros were playing, and you didn't want him to go too long without pitching. So I think those things all combined to lead to the slow start. And I think what's changed is now things have started to get into sync. The bullpen rounded into form. Those guys all started to pitch better, and they've all been very good. Ryan Pressly currently on the IL, but probably coming back tonight from a back injury. But, yeah, I mean, I think you started to see some things click, particularly with the pitching. And then you see Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, you know, both of whom got off to rocky starts at the big league level this year, pitch very, very well and start to figure some things out. So it's been a combination of things, as it always is when you play poorly and then when you play much better. But I think the Astros have finally gotten to a point where they feel pretty confident every day who they're sending out there to start the game, and that makes a big difference.
Right now we're talking to Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This feels like the right time to be playing Houston. I mean, they've lost 6 of their last 9 games. I mean, they're not playing their best baseball right now, but momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher, so things can obviously turn things around. This feels like over the course of the last, let's say, 6 weeks or so, this is the time you want to be playing Houston.
Well, actually, the best time to play the Astros is when the Royals play them in April. And the Royals, I mean, talk about just manhandling a team. That's what the Royals did to the Astros in April in Kansas City. I mean, it was just 3 days of the Royals just showing, hey, we are much better than you. And that was the first time that I really got to see that team this year and thought, okay, they might have something in Kansas City again. Even though, you know, the Royals had lost over 100 games last year, it was pretty impressive to watch. I think right now the big problem that the Astros are having, you mentioned losing 6 of 9, the offense has not been very good. And part of that is because Kyle Tucker has been out since early June. And they had some guys kind of playing maybe a little bit over their head offensively for a couple of months after Tucker went down with the shin injury. But, you know, that only lasts so long. And I think the Astros are really feeling the effects of Kyle Tucker not being in the lineup. I mean, this is a guy who was an all-star again this year, and a guy who, you know, he's not Bobby Witt Jr., but he's as close as the Astros have to that in terms of somebody who can impact the game in so many different ways. So I think not having him, and they're hoping he can be back maybe in another couple of weeks from the shin injury that has lingered longer than they thought, I think that'll make a big difference. But, yeah, I think that's the big issue right now is the Astros really struggle to put things together offensively, but they're still in most games because of how well they pitch.
You mentioned pitching. The Royals have Brady Singer, Seth Lugo, and Cole Reagans. We'll see who pitches on Sunday with now Lorenzen for the Royals. He is headed to the injured list. How do you think that the Royals and the Astros match up from a pitching perspective in this series, where, at least for me with the Royals, you obviously want to win every series. I'd be perfectly fine if the Royals could at least split this series against Houston, because they have much, much bigger fish to fry next week with three games against Cleveland and three games against Minnesota.
Well, I think pitching-wise, considering the pitching talent on both of these teams and how the rotations line up, I mean, you could see four very well-pitched ball games on both sides. It usually doesn't work out that way, of course, but I think that's certainly possible just given both of these teams' rotations. I think the Astros have a very good bullpen. I know the Royals have some guys who can shut things down late in games, but I think it's the sort of game, it's going to be the sort of series where you're going to want to get to the starting pitcher. I think that's going to be true for either of these teams to give yourself the best chance to win because of how good both of these bullpens can be late in ball games. So I think the Royals pose some challenges for the Astros with how much they run, particularly with a handful of their guys. So that's another reason why I think if you're the Astros, if you were able to get a few runs on the board early, that makes a big difference because it doesn't completely shut down the other team's running game, but they're going to be less aggressive. And I think that would play into the Astros' favor. But it should be a fun series. I'm looking forward to it. The Astros are playing much better now than they were when they saw the Royals in April. And you could argue that the Royals are even better now than they were when the Astros saw them in April. So it should be fun.
That is our guy, Robert Ford, joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. Rob, it's been happy to watch your success from afar, to see you going viral for your enthusiasm covering this team as they've had a lot of success over the last 7 years or so, man. Happy you could hop on with us today.
Yeah, and likewise, Carrington, really happy to see. I mean, you were an intern when I was there. Didn't Nick Wright prevent you from graduating from college or something like that? And here you are hosting Drive Time in Kansas City. Really happy for you, buddy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.